like, girl, he's so fine. Uh-huh.
You see?
Girl.
But so, I wanted to say about the phone thing. I always tell myself that the moment you feel like you have to go through your partner's phone,
mm-hmm.
no, it's a little different than having access to it. Like, so if the phone rings and you're like, babe, answer it.
Right.
I'm here for that. Mm-hmm. But the moment you feel like you have to go through your partner's phone is the moment your relationship should end.
Really?
In a sense where, like, and then I'm saying, like, when you want, that's if you point. Feel like you need to go dig into
right.
the phone.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good point.
Okay. I like that you said partner and not wife or husband,
oh, because
I'm going through your phone. And I'm not married. I'm going through your phone. I'm going through it. Because mm-hmm. I want to know if what I thought is right. Mm. I don't care. I'm not trying to fight. I'm not trying to war you or none of those things. I know people have issues with the truth.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I want to see. And because you think in your mind, because the other experiences that you had that I can't handle the truth, mm-hmm. you not telling me stuff. No, no. I asked you this, this, and this. You told me no. Now you got a code on your phone. You think I can't get on the phone. Now I'm in the phone. Now every time we have a conversation, I'm hitting you with these joints. And you like, what? It's like she's in my life. Yeah, I've been checking your phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's only after like 6 months that I said to him, you know, I've been in your phone. He's like, yeah, right. What's my code? And I told him. He's like, oh. I'm like, yeah. So now you keep it far from me. But I don't care. Right. I know everything that I need to know now. I done took screenshots and sent them to my phone.
Oh, shit.
And I ain't hide it.
Are you with this person now?
Yeah, I still fool with him.
Your intimacy partner.
Yeah, my intimacy
partner.
Good. And actually, so we could use this, my last little point here, as a segue. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that I found that strengthened our relationship is my wife and I never really officially had sex until we were married.
Wow.
And we were together for years.
Shai's about to have one. She said, church faint.
No, I know. No. It's real life here, guys. It's real life.
It's
real life. So it's like, but I found that.
Really grown.
And again, I feel that was great because, like I said, prior to getting married, I was a dirtbag. So it was a real good transition for me. It was a good change of pace. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know what? No, I really love this woman. I'll make the effort. You know what I mean? I'll make the effort. Like, it's something that, like, for me, it was a real effort. Like, but I'm down. And I found that it made our relationship stronger. Mm-hmm. It really was, you know.
And that's part of you guys having that friendship beforehand.
Because
there's a flip side to that. I'm about to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to church being in your relationships. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember when I used to be religious and going to church. And then I started dating someone who was just like, cool, cool, cool. So when are you guys going to get engaged? Because you know you can't be living in sin. I was like, I barely know this person.
Like, stop
it's like,
it.
No,
it's
if you a... date and you engage
if,
now.
If you got to the point where you feel like you can date this person, you have to have seen something for them, because what we know is that, especially, and you might not be aware of it because you're a woman, but men know in the first 15 minutes if they're going to marry you or not. Mm. So the question is not really for you, sis. The question is for him. What you finna do with this girl? That's what the church is saying.
Yeah, but then if you're going to ask me, I'm going to say no.
I ain't ready. Well, that's the thing. If he has that in his mind, he's going to do everything that it takes to court you until you say yes. So that's the point. It's not for you. It's for him to
Don't
say,
get me wrong.
Are
we
you
ended
ready
up
to do this,
engaged.
Son?
We did. Oh. We did end up getting engaged. But it wasn't in the time frame that they told me. And I also feel that because of that, in church, a lot of people get married and find themselves divorced because they're telling you to get married to not live in sin.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you care for each other and that's going to be your life partner. It's just because the devil is going to be there and then he's going to tempt you.
Mm.
And so that's why you end up seeing a lot of these marriages happen mm-hmm. early in the mm-hmm. church, young and early, to people you don't know. You grow apart, you divorce, or you stay unhappily married for the rest of your life.
True.
And that is no way to live. But mm-hmm. I think we're supposed to get to the good part.
I know, yeah. So that was it. I dropped all the gems that I had, and my last two on the relationship.
You said the last two will go.
It was just because we went off, but I was going to tell you guys, like, what one of the things that was the value of not sleeping together was the amount of conversation we had. Like, we spoke a lot, right? And so that I found helped. But let's get into the polygamy.
I love that. But hold on. I just want to say this right quick before y'all segue mm-hmm. into this, because I think that needs to be applauded.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know what, to say, no, honestly, to say that you had some issues mm-hmm. prior to,
mm-hmm.
that you manned up, that you chose a woman for yourself, or you think she chose you, but mm-hmm.
you don't know that.
No, I accept that.
You're right. So yeah. She chose you, mm-hmm. and you manned up to be the guy. And that's real. And I think that's something that we all need to hear on shows like this. People who are doing it successfully. And yeah, we see Remy Ma and Papoose, but we're like, yeah, that's cute. But can we do this in our own community? Mm. And to see you guys doing it, I'm like, yeah. Yes, Remy Ma, Papu, so much for y'all. Black love. Yeah. Black love is alive. I love that.
Yeah, so that's what it is. And I spoke to mom and dad prior. I told them, I'm going to ask your daughter to marry me. Both parents, yes. They're like, really? You're going to do it? And I was like, I'm doing the old school way. I'm going to tell the parents this is what I'm going to do. Like, yeah, I'm about to marry your daughter. Anyways.
And I sent you pictures the other day. I was going through my stuff, and I had pictures of when you proposed.
Gina was there. That's true. In Trinidad. It was true. It was a whole mission. That's true. I had my sister bring the ring. Because we went for my mom's graduation. It's true. It was a whole mission.
Wow.
And Shai had no clue. I was sizing the ring, all kind of things. It was dope. It was dope.
I love that.
Awesome.
So Kaya, talk to us about this poly business.
Child, so I just wanted to touch on this part of relationships, because when we be talking about it, we got all these different things, and I see everybody dropping their, putting their preferences out there and how they love and what type of relationships they want to be in. But one of the things that we kind of don't touch on, and it kind of looks taboo, is poly. Mm-hmm. And I'm experiencing something now that I never really experienced before, but it's actually the interest in poly due to the lack of, I feel like, community around relationships. Mm-hmm. And just seeing so many relationships struggling because they look like they may need help. They need more bodies in order to make things work more efficiently. But a lot of people break up because they feel like their partner is not doing enough to help them in the house. Mm. Oh, well, what's the sense of being here with you with these kids and you not helping me do nothing? Like, no, we just gonna separate. Oh, the money didn't got funny. Mm. And those things. But I feel like sometimes adding another partner to it, what I've come to see now, actually kind of evens things out, and it's actually something that I think that we need to explore. So
if you want to give, well, actually, Jane, you're
I'll give the definitions, and then we can deep dive into that. So there is polygamy, and there's polyandry, and those are just two of the many different poly type relationships that you can have. But mm-hmm. polygamy is the practice or custom of having more than one wife or husband at the same time. Mm-hmm. And polyandry is a specific term used to describe marriages between one wife and at least two husbands. Mm-hmm. That's just for the wife, right? So the polyandry is only when it's the wife who has multiple husbands?
Yes.
Okay.
Polyandry is for women.
And then, what is it for men?
Polyamory is the umbrella.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I have a thing, right? Like, in my mind, I've always said I can either be monogamous or in a consciously non-monogamous relationship. Because mm-hmm. to me, ultimately speaking, it's about the honesty.
Amen.
And so ultimately speaking, if you're telling me that I have certain needs, expectations, or whatever, and this is what I want to do, and are you good with that? I can have that conversation, but I'm, like I said, I don't do double standards. What goes for the goose goes for the gander. Mm. And so, and I'm not saying that if we decide to be in a non-monogamous relationship, it means it's like, yo, it's a potty. We out here wilding in these streets. It just means that if you come across a situation where you're just like, ooh, that seems interesting, it's okay to explore further. Mm-hmm. But if we decide that we're in a monogamous relationship, because either you cannot accept that I would potentially come be faced with that situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you want that situation for yourself. I'm not okay with that. Yep. So that's when we're going to have to close this into monogamy. Mm-hmm. If we're going to be consciously non-monogamous, I have no issues with that. And that might mean that you'll have more partners than I do. Mm-hmm. And it just might mean that I might have one other partner, or I might not at all. Mm-hmm. It just means that we know that our boundaries, and then you set your boundaries too. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. But we understand that you're allowed to explore. Oh, that was me. Oh, my. That just means that you're allowed to explore something to see if it's there. And it's also knowing that that it doesn't mean that you love somebody less. I rather the honesty. Mm-hmm. I rather the honesty, because at the end of the day, I'm not worried about where you at. I'm not worried about what you're doing. We can talk about that. Mm-hmm. As long as you're safe. I just have my one rule, as if I'm in these relationships and I'm not. But my one rule is, if you breed outside of this relationship, this is done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There may be other rules, because you have to, that's a part of that too, right? You guys have to talk about what your boundaries are, what your rules, what your hard stops are and stuff. Yeah.
Right. What your orientation in the relationship is. Mm-hmm. Because they have them different ways. Like, you know, they have a V. Mm-hmm. They have a They call it like a quad.
I was about to say, what's right? a V?
So a V relationship may be, so it's three people, but one person may be intimate and active with one, but not with the other. Okay. So what would happen is that, let's say if it was polyandry, you get into, a woman has two husbands, the two husbands are not intimate because they are not gay.
Right.
So that's kind of what you would, we would consider a V.
Okay.
But now if we all get in the bed together, it kind of closes off that V and it makes a triangle. Mm-hmm. And that triangle would mean that we all in the bed together, we all kind of, so it's about setting your parameters on what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. But
interesting.
Yeah.
So sorry, you said there was V.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Who came up with these relationships and how was it really serving us, our community, the children that's coming up, confusing our kids? Like, who is coming up with these relationships? And we are falling for them.
Well, I would argue to say who came up with monogamy.
Right, absolutely, because monogamy is actually something that we can see now was brought in by a certain group of people that were not us. We actually live lifestyles that were very prosperous, having a king with several queens or a queen with several kings in order to make the empire run smoothly. But we were taught to break down those units and are still being taught to break down the black family unit to the point where now they're even telling us that we don't need to have a man in the household for the children at all. But we did start out with many, multiple, everything under the households. This got changed and washed up with, like, I don't want to say Christianity, but with that, with religion. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And that's for being respectful for everyone's...
everybody's religions and stuff.
Choices in life.
Right.
I would argue to say monogamy is probably something a lot more closer in history than polygamy.
Right.
Is more in our ancestral... and even prior to what they used to call pagans. Right. You know what? Mm-hmm. Let me not get started.
No, but to Kaya's point, because I think if... like the whole structure, like even if you just look at it on an economic or a logical standpoint, like being able to have multiple wives in a household, or in a male's scenarios, multiple wives, it is creating a more of a support system. Like it is creating a structure that you can thrive off of, and you have certain. it's funny, I see it. Where I feel, I don't know how to put this in a nice way, but I feel really a woman could put a pause on their man every once in a while. Like it's just like, yo, I really don't need you around, and if we had another woman here to just be with you right now, that might not be a bad idea. Just it could be. I don't know. It's just.
Baby, you look stressed. Mm-hmm. You look like you've been having a hard time with the stuff that's going on in the house. Now, I try and help you as much as I can, but I think that your best friend might be able to help us. I watched this video on TikTok, and it made me laugh. And, you know, they made fun of it, but there's an Arab man, and he says to his wife, he says, "Hey, so what did you tell me that you wanted to do?" I said, "I wanted to spend more time with my best friend." He said, "And did I not make that happen for you?" She's like, "Yes." He's like, "Meet my second wife," her best friend. And they're both sitting there like,
okay.
But sometimes that's really how it is. Mm-hmm. And I also, one of my biggest things about this poly thing is that I see too many black women outside raising their own families. And I'm saying black because it is encouraged in our household, especially like places, especially here, like here in Canada, we see it a lot. If you want to collect family allowance, you know, you got to say that there's no dad in the household. Yeah. If you want to collect different benefits, you got to say that there's no dad in the household, which is weird. Mm-hmm. Seeing so many black women out there that are not tended to with their families, and knowing that so many black men are incarcerated or have chosen alternative lifestyles, that there just haven't been enough men available to us in the community. So sometimes when I see certain families out there, I'll say, like, I have seen it before where I've said, "Do you guys ever think about poly?" And that's like, because your husband is that type of man, maybe taking in another family, you take a woman and her children and you help raise the children as the dad and it's actually a thing that I think that should start happening. I don't think that when you see a mother out raising her children on her own, I think that sometimes that might be something that would be good to be presented to her. Like, listen, I have a husband. My husband is a good provider. I think that you may be able to fit our family. I think that our children could benefit by being raised together, and we could be a family unit, and these are the things that we should do. But I just think that there's too many children being raised without fathers. And if you have time, space, and the ability, I just think that is something that we're supposed to do as community. It doesn't even mean that you have to be sexual together. Right. It really just means being family and community, because there's a lot of poly relationships where sex is actually not the the main point, right? Some of them don't even, they're not participating that way.
See, and you just hit something, because I feel that in that scenario, there's a power in the woman introducing it. I don't think it's a man's place to say, I want to bring in another wife. Another woman. That's my opinion on it. I don't really, you know, it'd be great to hear other opinions later. But
I just want to say, are we trying to help out God here in these situations? Like, who is benefiting, the adults or the children? And the children who are observing these relationships? And what when there's a breakup or one tries to leave? What do you tell the child? Like, who is benefiting, the adults or the children? And we're trying to help God out. Like, God doesn't know what he's doing, the way how he positioned things. Maybe he wants you alone so he can talk to you and he can help you rather than depending on a physical man or woman. God wants you by himself so he can minister to you and that child. So when they come up with all these modern things, I feel it. For the children especially, because they're observing this. And it cannot be normal to them. We try and make it normal to them, but I feel it for the children.
I think the children actually benefit from these types of relationships because they have more support. More eyes on them, someone who, you know, but also we have to understand too, when people go into these relationships, like I said, it's not always based around sex. It's not based around those types of things. It's really, a lot of the time, a moral standing, a need for community, a need for growth that is not possible sometimes with the parties that are in the household. I'm going to give you an example that I've seen. So there's a husband. He's prosperous and well-to-do. His wife suffers with, it's a disorder where you can't go outside.
Okay.
She can't get herself together to go outside. Mm-hmm. And they brought in another wife to help. Now, this wife who can't go outside, she works from home. She does a lot of the rearing of the children in the house and stuff like that. But the second wife that they took on, she handles the stuff that the other wife cannot handle outside the household.
Right.
But they are a poly relationship, but the husband is not actually, he's not really... he's not really into the other woman who is there helping. She is there for the wife.
Okay.
So I think that the role that other woman plays, especially depending on how she comes to be in the relationship, is really for her to help do part of the nurturing. And when you choose wisely so that the children don't suffer, so that they don't experience those things. When people live these types of lifestyles, and I can show you several examples where they be old and gray together later on, because it just works. Children see breakups in monogamous in relationships. So it's not like, oh, because now it's three of us in the house, it's going to affect them a little bit more because there was three, a breakup one way, two ways, and instead of one. I don't think that that's realistic. And like we said, polygamous relationships are not new. It's monogamous relationships that are actually new.
So, and actually, into what Anne is saying, because I understand where Anne is coming from in terms of her perspective, it's just important to understand that, like, when you put things through almost a religious filter, you have to be careful, because there are certain things that we don't necessarily, we can't say for sure what was God's will. So to speak, right? So to say, you know, like God, like that this might be counter what God's will is, it's like, it is a little, it's like a gray, it's a thin line or a gray area, because again, like, even if we're going to refer to God as a man, that's already, we're right. already, like, right. we're talking different. Because certain right. people are like, God's a woman. And certain mm-hmm. people are like, God is not an entity at all. So right. how are we, you know what I mean? So then it's like, right now we have to be careful. And when there's something that's logical, because again, like using that last scenario with the sister who had to bring in somebody, another woman. Now that is something that is logical. It helps the family, helps the unit. Now, if they were to look at it through a religious lens, they might say, no, we're not going to do that. We're just going to suffer. Because doing this might be outside of quote unquote God's will. And that's where I think it gets dangerous, because then we implement a lot of these dogmas that we're not too sure exactly.
Because we talk about religion, when we talk about that, we're not talking about spirituality, because God's will leads you by footstep, by mm-hmm. leads your footsteps by light. Mm-hmm. So it's not like religion. Religion is going to be, you know, so that's very, very big.
Mm-hmm. But that was a very, thank you, Anne, for bringing that perspective, because it is something to consider. And I think at the end of the day, it, like, we always have to be mindful of the future generation, of the children. I think the example that would be set for them, and that what all children should kind of aspire to, is just almost like a freedom, is to understand that we're here to live, we're here to evolve, we're here to understand each other and become more. It's like, and we can't cubbyhole them, especially this next generation coming up. We have to trust that there's a God inside of them that's also going to lead. So like the same way where I had a desire to be married to a woman and to have children, different things like that, I can't say that like that was something taught to me, and that was something there was no example of that. It was really the spirit inside me that led that. So if we trust that each and every individual is a God in themselves, and we're here to co-create and to build together, then, you know, then there is no... we wouldn't have to worry so much about the next generation coming up, man. So this is it. So this was heavy. This was exciting. We had a whole bunch of excerpts. I would have loved to play one of the Brother Polite excerpts, but I think we deep dove. We are due for a musical break. Unless, Kai, did you have anything else that you wanted to use? You want to throw in that segment? No, yeah.
No, okay. we reached our financial. We'll hear our financial. We reached our restraints as far as time is concerned. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm good.
We good. So thank you, and so this has been our. This is the Tough Talk Radio series, and this is part two where we've been talking. Relationships, and it was awesome, and we came from different perspectives. I think it was we learned a lot, and it was fun for everybody who took part. We had an amazing guest with us, Anne Jackson from Connect Me Academy. Thank you so much for being on with us, Anne.
My pleasure.
Cool. And so now, how can people find you? How can people connect with you?
Okay, so on Instagram, I am Anne Jackson Official. On Facebook, I am Anne Jackson and Love Jackson. And you can visit Amazon.com to purchase any of my books. It's Anne Marie Jackson. So, and what I'd like to leave the group with, since Valentine is approaching, and everyone is looking for love, or, you know, or maybe lonely during the Valentine's holiday, I mean, I would ask you to find out your love language. What is your love language? And you give it to yourself exactly what your love language is. Treat yourself with that. And also with your partner, find out what their love language is. And if you have an argument and his love language is physical touch, don't bring him a cake, because that's not going to help. Find out each other's love languages and reward each other with those things. And I'll leave it at that.
Very well said, Anne. You're dropping gems to the last moment. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for being a guest with us this morning on the Empower Hour. We're definitely looking forward to having you back again with us. And we will continue just to plug your handles. I'm sure we're going to have a bunch of questions from our audience listening. So definitely we'll be filtering them your way. And thank you again.
Perfect. You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll go into our musical break. With DJ Bobby Payne, and then we will be back with Kai and her entertainment segment. Cha-cha-cha.
Yo, hear me a cinema, DJ Polis representing it, my brother, DJ Bobby Payne. You know, the girl, them want to stick with them like all the music stick to the beat. Some of them are walk barefoot, some of them are take bus, some of them are take train. Oh, it's a musical train. Yo, Bobby Payne, you know, you're the girl, them main thing, don't?
Don't know, man, it's my turn. Catch on all the platforms at DJ Bobby Payne, all one word on all the platforms. Come on.
Christian Westy word. Put that on my mama, eight in the process. Trying to tip your toes for the progress. Tongue tied when the truth is an object. What's the pros and the cons of this next check? Wasn't nobody round, I was independent. In the 90s, the bone with the windows tinted. Heard a bone, got a strap in the potty. In the party.
Rubber band harness, this keep on coming. I'm the thumb, move like a mummy. The drill got him slumpy. A junk. Head to the combo if it's about money. Thumb. Used to be bumming, turned up into something. I act on my bank account. Jump. Rubber band honey, this shit keep on coming. I'm thumb. Move like a mummy. The drill got him slumpy. A junk. Head to the combo if it's about money. I'm thumb. Used to be bumming, turned up into something. I act on my bank account. Jump. Honey band, guns in the Sprinter van. Never play middleman. We gotta get. If I don't feel a man, we gotta kill a man. Spend like a ceiling fan, not for the dividends. Reaping the benefits like he an immigrant. Lot of artillery, special delivery. Show my agility and my ability. Go on and kill a street like we the military.
Walk in the club with them bands at. Bands at. One even stunning their boy. But since you talking to me, where your man at?
Where your man at?
Pressure, baba. They know I'm pop, and I can't stand it. Stand it. He got me dripping, he know it, he dipping. I ride it, I bet he gon' land it. No, these folk could never,
never.
Irritate me and get me out my band. My know that trick could never,
never.
Smash on my dip, on slam. No, these folk could never,
never.
Go cop a Mozzie, pay for it in cash. No, a trick could never,
never.
Get up with the juice, I stay on their head.
My career about to blast like bubbly. I'm not waiting for her to say she love me. I can tell she with me, man, trust me. I got a 10-year-old me, feel like fuzzy. 325 on the dashboard. Riding the Porsche, rockin' Tom Ford. I bought out Bernie's new Christian Dior. I took the jet to the New York store. She lit while I'm driving, I'm standing the floor. I took it all track, now I'm riding this boy. You stay in your feelings, you never my boy. I can't come to the hood, I pull a decoy. Another body dropping, they spearing my name. I'm going to L.A. on a private plane. Could never come back in my family straight. I'm touchable, I'm too rich to pay. Skeleton, cardiac, black diamond spades. Pull up too deep like a parade, oh, just try to fuck up my pay. Black star, Aurora's culling in rain. I poop against in my wrist and my neck and my ears and my ears and my pain. This trip out the trenches, I know you gon' diggy that cup to me, diggy that cup to me.
She wanna go viral. For hours. That power. That power. She wet in the shower. We getting loud. We sitting on power. No cow. No deep. Bitch, you wanna get geek. Sniffing that flower, we geeking for hours. They play as a player, they peek at the bow. To my brother, she ours. Slatty, I'm f my baby. Don't crocodile burk in the bag. We don't take breaks, she won't f in the daily. Had to start, get some purse for this lady. We go CC, make her wanna go crazy. I hit Mercedes inside the Mercedes. How would that P got you popping in places? I'm giving her the D on the D boy, baby. Giving her the D on the D boy, baby. I'm in a gut like this sit up. I drop the D out like a dealer. Yeah, I left a few racks, pay your rent up. Rent up. She made that zip out like a pimple. I'm parking right here in the center. Yeah, I tell her pull up, she gon' mop out the dribble. That's why I upgraded her denture. And I'm out in love with you.
She wanna go viral. We f for hours.
Hours.
That p got power. That p got power.
Yeah.
She wet in the shower. We that p get loud. We sitting up out. We f no cow.
Yeah. Wanna know what it's like? Baby, show me what it's like. I don't really got no tights. I just wanna f all night. Yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
Fantasy. I'll drop dead for a broke enemy.
Yeah.
This bitch energy. Y'all love.
your sister. You really need to come and get your mister. Seeing all my ops linked up in a picture. Everybody look busted, injured. Stalking my page, probably want a scissor. Owl in her mouth like I kissed her. Mouth like I kissed her. Mouth like I kissed her.
Make a tingle. Tick, tick, tick. I don't want no one way. Let it go. Make that tingle.
Yeah.
Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Just a little more. Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Just a little more. Make it go fast, but not too much. Sip, sip, like from a sippy cup. Work your way down back to the top. Me make me jar them clap, clap, clap. I'm a crazy.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
My arms are open wide.
Yeah.
Let it go. Make that tingle. Tick, tick, tick.
Whoa!
Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Just a little more. Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Put your back in it.
Real hot girl. I'm thick. In your face where I want to sit. Betty, hope you still breathing after this. Make a sweat. Get up on your dick and make a mess. In his face with my on his chest. He asleep. Barely ever heard him speak. I don't give a fuck. Me and your mama. Never meet. I'm rude. I don't give a fuck about dude. You must be the shit if I really claim you. Bust it open, bend over, put my back in it. He addicted like he got a little crack in it. Suck it like a crab leg, I'm cracking it. Take it out, catch your breath, get back in it. Pink, pink lips, pink tip slide down on his ski trip. Juicy booty, need the jumpsuit. If he ate it quick, then call me fast food.
Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Just a little more.
Tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., for a special Black History Month edition of the Montreal Sessions. The month kicks off on February 1st with the best in reggae and soca with your hosts, Production Sounds and Soca Head. Week 2, February 8th, Wizzy Moonchaser, host of The Morning Detour, broadcast live from DG Kicks, a sneaker store in NDG. Final 2 weeks, 15th and 22nd, are hosted by Stephen Ziplocks Hennessy, educator, creator,
and part of the Ill Groove Garden team. Don't miss it.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
Yes, yes, yes. Rich Risings people, Rich Risings people, Rich Risings people. So we're going to get to it quick, quick and fast and in a hurry because the world is acting up right now. And y'all know that this is Black History Month. This is not the month for y'all to be playing with the people. I might as well just tell you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning of the month, there had been, it's just weird, a huge level of disrespect on social media. Like, I've never seen such things in my entire life. How many people of other races that for the 1st of February all kind of came online and did something offensive. I've never seen the numbers so high before. But right now, we're experiencing something where the people are actually targeting those who are doing any type of blackfishing, using accents, using Ebonics, anything of the sort, anything, hairdos, dancing, like, they are after it right now. They are on it right now because there's been so much disrespect that at this point now everyone is getting targeted. Okay. So they're like, oh, you know, Black people are just so, like, we're too enough right now. Mm-hmm. We're not too enough. Why are you guys coming and saying that everything belongs to you? Oh, so now we can't braid our hair? But it's almost like they were looking for the fight.
Right, of course.
So I want to say her name first.
And I know
you know, I have a hard time on names. Yeah, anyways, I know. So there is an Asian, I guess you could say influencer, but she's kind of like a TikToker. Mm-hmm. Anyways, she was doing the Black Scent thing. Anyways, she got in trouble and now she has shut down her TikTok. And people are like, see, you see what I'm telling you? I'm going to tell you something. This is not the month to play with the people because the people are on one right now. I might as well tell you, have a little bit of respect. You know, Black people being known to be some of the more docile people in the world. I just feel like a lot of the times we are tried and tested. Sounds a little bit weird. Tried and tested a little bit. But I think it's due to the fact that they know that we're trying to keep our best face. We're tired of being looked at as the angry Black female, as the angry Black male. So we are now at a point where we are lashing out. So I just want to say that, you know, this is a month where people of color are a little bit more sensitive about what we stand for and who we are. And we just don't want y'all playing with our, don't play with our history. Don't play with our culture right now. Cause this is what's happening. We having y'all shut down. We calling people's jobs. We letting them know that y'all racists. Yeah. So I just want y'all to know.
I want people to understand that it's not just this month. We're awake.
For sure.
We are awake again. Yes, guys, just get used to it.
Yeah. Don't play.
We back.
Well, the people are mad at Kanye West right now. Kanye West has been doing some things that I don't understand, but maybe it was leading up to Black History Month so he can try and get it done. I don't know what this brother was thinking about. But now, Kanye West is now trying to weaponize the Black community against his chosen family. And this was a statement made by a young lady on Twitter because he's saying, like, y'all, can y'all believe this? They keeping me away from my kids and my family. Didn't we tell you stay away from them in the first place?
Now
you've been talking down on the plight of Black people and the experiences of Black people for years while you was with this family. Now you looking for us to come and save you from them.
Man. Well, because you know Kanye's my brother, right? So I could only speak positively about him. So I understand where he's coming from, and you know what I mean. It's hard in these streets. What do you want? Your other brother needs a hand. Shoot. That's my 2 cents on the topic.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel you. Kanye, I know.
Kanye's my boy.
The men got to protect. And you know what? Like I said, you know, he's my Gemini brother.
No, but still. But I am tired of when they come running to us when the doo-doo's hitting the fan. Like, people aren't down, you know, for the cause beforehand. And it's just when things get uncomfortable, now they want to use that Black force.
Yeah. So I watched a video the other day of Tandy Newton, who says that she wants to apologize every day to darker skinned actresses for not representing them.
It's Tandy Newton. I don't know who it is. She Black.
Tandy Newton. She's an African American actress.
Okay, cool.
She kind of speaks with like a British accent of sorts.
Okay.
She actually is a princess by rights, by way of her mother in Africa. And her father is a white man. She is.
Okay, yeah, I see who she is.
Yeah, she's kind of like pleading her case on social media right now, pretty much just saying that, you know, her mother looks like a lot of these dark-skinned actresses that they turned down in order to take lighter-skinned artists, actresses, actors. And she's pretty much very emotional, and she's just breaking it down on why she feels like she's sorry for not being able to represent them differently. And I'm like, oh, wow, you know, this sister. But I sat and I listened to her and I watched, and I said, girl, please, you act like you could choose your mama and your daddy. Or like, you know, I just, come on now. Now you sitting up here like, girl, just go on. Take the Academy Award, girl. You get the Academy Award for just trying it.
Mm-hmm.
On another note, though, I want to bring something to the table because it's Black History Month, and you know that we are the makers of everything.
Amen.
Right now, there are men in Africa responsible for creating a self-powering television device that powers. Okay, so self-powering device that powers his television.
Mm.
Okay, so right now we're actually calling to protect this man and his invention. I'm dead serious.
You have to. You call the ancestors, guidance, protection.
He is actually, I want to say, okay, so his name is Maxwell Sangulani Chukwumbuso.
Okay.
So he is credited for developing a green power generator that can produce electricity using radio frequency. So right now he's battling for his life in the hospital in the capital after falling ill from suspected poisoning. His company and close business associates believe that it is linked to his wireless energy transmission innovation activity. So we just want to send all of the positive energy out there and our prayer warriors out there to protect this brother, because we do know when we come up with a good idea like this and we start telling people about it, a lot of the time our people just go missing, you know, or we see that they've suffered terrible fates. So
just to throw two cents on it, because it's something where it goes even beyond race. And I'll encourage everybody to check out a documentary on YouTube called Thrive. Mm-hmm. And there was scientists that came up with all kind of clean energy, mm-hmm. All kind of different things. But these powers that be, because they make so much money on selling us power, mm-hmm. it's for them. It's soft. It's like, yo, we got to get rid of these people. And there's documented times where they burn down like science labs. They do all kind of different things. They keep people go missing.
Absolutely.
And it's really based off of this. And it's so yes, we got to keep an eye out for this brother. And just know, guys, we got to know who the enemies are. And
yes.
Sometimes it's not even wise to start dropping these kind of things until you have security in place.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So. Right now, for the entertainment, that's going to be my segment.
Can I just ask your opinion on one thing before we as we're getting ready to start closing?
Sure.
What's your take on Whoopi and what's happening? Like, because I don't know if you've seen that, but it's like they were really going after her off of something that I felt like, just from, again, I don't watch TV like that, but just in passing and kind of hearing the people talking about it, like she. For those who might not know, there was just giving some context. So on her show, she had mentioned that the whole the Holocaust thing wasn't specifically just targeting. It wasn't necessarily just an atrocity for Jews. It was an atrocity against like mankind, like kind of thing.
Yes.
Right. And then the Jewish community decided that they didn't like the way that was approached. And the thing is, I could understand. All right, cool. But the fact she apologized. And it's still continuing, like it still went on. Like I just find it, like, especially it being quote unquote Black History Month, I just find it kind of, they're doing the most. And I kind of wanted your take on it to see but I don't know. In my opinion, I think they're going a little step too far. And I think this is, again, one of those situations where we're giving too much power to the people and these trolls out there online.
Well, our motto is kind of, power to the people, because the people have the power. Mm-hmm. However, I think that it is also... it is all to be taken into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say anything that was wrong. She truly didn't. And we're also talking about Whoopi Goldberg, who let her boyfriend, Ted Danson, go in blackface at her birthday party. Oh, no, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You remember when we used to bash her? We were bashing the woman. We were bashing her. We're like, yeah, the black delegation says that you're kicked out.
Right.
And we'll take anybody else other than you.
I remember that.
Yeah. Okay, so let's not forget who we are actually talking about. Now, we know the sister has made some mistakes along the way, but this was not one of them. We all have the right to our opinions, and I'm actually kind of tired of these different sets of people coming up with these narratives that make you feel like you're not allowed to speak about them. They speak about us all day. They speak about the plight of Black people all day. They tell us that slavery was kind of our fault. Well, y'all was warriors. Why y'all didn't just kill the people? Mm-hmm. Or why y'all didn't just fight y'all way out? Mm-hmm. Or why y'all didn't, well, you know. I feel the same kind of way when it comes to when we say the Holocaust. Okay, cool. You had Hitler and you had a bunch of soldiers, but I'm sure it was a whole lot more of y'all than them. Why y'all ain't do that? But we go through this. So mm-hmm. We're not allowed to have the dialect. We're not allowed to have that. Come on. The tough talks is what's really, really needed these days, because it's almost like saying the N-word in your household. People be like, don't say it. We say it around our kids and stuff so that they don't bust out crying when white folks say it to them. Mm. Well, I kind of feel like the same way with this. Mm. Like, we got to have those conversations, those tough talks, so that when you say to Jewish people, well, you know, Hitler was a terrible man, but he was very smart, that they don't bust out crying.
Right, facts.
This is something that's real, and we should be able to discuss history's effect on the people, or how we feel like the events that and the stories are being told around those events, how we feel about them, our opinion about them, how we feel like they have affected people, so that we can get past those things. But if you bust out crying, you know? And I say this often, and y'all can be mad if y'all want to, but when they start using them white tears and telling you, huh, don't talk about me. Well, we got a little bit of a problem because black people is on the chopping board all day. Why can we not speak? Why?
I knew you had an opinion, Queen, so I had to bring it up. Thank you.
And that's my sister, and I love her, but I feel like she's supposed to be able to say whatever she wants to say. Actually, I had a sister situation where we were on a call with one of my sister's Jewish friends, and we're speaking about different things. Now, we're on the topic of these types of things, and I'm like, you know, even though Hitler did a lot of terrible things to people, he was very smart in his tactics. They were like, don't say that. But I'm like, why? Why not? Why can't I say the truth? It's going to hurt somebody's feelings. What?
He's just stating a fact. Like,
this is a fact. This was a brilliant man. Yeah. How he convinced so many people to just go after a certain group of people, dig them out their house, go and find them in holes and all kinds of stuff. This was serious.
And people need to understand, are we saying that he was a good guy, a nice guy? No, we're not saying that at all. We're saying, his process that he went about, the strategies that he used, he was a genius, a sick guy.
That's right. And we got to think about what he did and how he did it, so we don't end up going through this. But this is the problem. They said, don't talk about it. Jewish people are saying, don't say the Holocaust, I'm going to cry. But now what happens is that we don't recognize that this is the same stuff that's happening to us right now. Because we ain't watch it, because we ain't talk about it, because we can't say it. We can't attest that this is what happened. Y'all sitting around telling us for a long time that it wasn't true. We need the people to talk.
Yeah.
So now we going through 2022 Nazi Germany.
Yeah, it's true.
In Canada, because we ain't talking about how to recognize what we could have shut him down a long time ago had we known what it looked like.
Talk about it. Guys, woo! So this is it. So just very quickly, guys. So we have some community updates just to let you guys know about. So one, I have to give a shout out to a new brand that is being released within the Melanated community. So that's the first billionaire. I'm rocking one of the hoodies, so for those who are tuning in and watching, I'm rocking one of their hoodies, so I want to give a huge shout-out to our Queen Latoya, who's just launching this new brand. And I like the slogan, Mansa Musa, still richer than, what's his name? Jeff Bezos, the owner of what's his name there, that platform everybody uses, Amazon. Wow. But yeah, you know, so it's just setting some context, you know, so there's some history in there, you understand, about Mansa Musa being, you know, the first billionaire, and that's just what it is. Again, I want to thank, we use our platform today, the OC, which is our Black Zoom, for lack of a better term. So I want to give a huge shout out to Nemesis in the West Island for making that possible. I want to also plug on IG. We got Soul Minerals 514 on IG. That's one. Merch Cali Rock.
Merch by Carly Rock.
Merch by Carly Rock on IG. So, guys, just check those things out.
Yeah, go and get your You Should Know I'm Very Black t-shirts and sweatshirts for the month and for every day.
That's just what it do. And at the end of this month, guys, for those who are interested, February 26th, it's a Saturday, the Empower Hour team, as well as the OSC, we're gathering at Nemesis. All right. So we're going to do this in the evening, Saturday. Bring your family, bring your children. It's going to be a great time. Listen to some music, play some video games. So it's the Video Game Lounge on the West Island. We'll continue to talk about it as we get closer, but we definitely would love to see the community come out. And I have to give a shout out to Bad News Brown, who is now resting in power, as we already know, but we have him in studio with us now. So for those who are able to join us visually, you're able to now see we have an amazing picture of Bad News Brown in the background. I want to give a huge shout out to his family that donated the image, the picture to the OFC, and we're glad to have him here. So Kai, as we're closing, you want to just bless us with the affirmations. Shout out to Queen Gina the Great. She had to leave a bit early today.
Yeah, so Gina felt like this was the quote that needed to be transferred to the community. So the universe will make sure your soulmate doesn't show up in your life until you heal parts of yourself that allow you to love you unconditionally and without the need of a partner. Otherwise, you will have a series of karmic partners that are meant to be lessons to learn. Make sure that we hear that again. Make sure you re-listen to this. When you go back and listen to the show, make sure you really listen to that quote, because that's very important. Self-love.
Talk about it, Kai. So how was the show for you?
Oh, the show was great for me, and I can't wait for the people to give their feedback and stuff like that. And you guys know that the feedback is always welcome, so please let us know how we did also. We think we did great, but you let us know.
That's what it is, and your handle?
Strong, Firm, Bottom, all one word. And how did you feel about the show tonight?
Yeah, I loved it, man. I loved it. It's awesome being able to share. I love these Tough Talk series. I love that the spirit inspired us to do this, and that we're going to continue to just uplift and empower our people just through just blessing them with words and just making and stimulating thought, making them ask questions. To get in contact with us, just check out ofccommunity.com. That's ofccommunity.com. If you're looking for things, just definitely check out our directory, ofclink.com. Anything you're looking for in the community, check out the directory. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook, Pharaoh Freeman, Pharaoh Hammond Freeman. Just definitely check me out. So kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Empower Hour Radio. This show is possible thanks to CKUT, our amazing team, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Caribbean Curry House. Please remember to follow at Caribbean Curry House MTL and mention the Empower Hour to get your 10% off your next meal, people. And that is our time. Thank you for tuning into the Empower Hour, bringing power to the people, because the people have the power.
Diana, she always talks about him. Like way back when they first worked together. Those are the stories that I like the most. Sometimes I wish I could be like him. I know that some of the things he does are bad. Real bad even, but I think it's possible to be both good and bad at the same time. If he was doing it to help someone, then it's good.
Isn't it? You're not listening to A-Rod Music.
514.
I am that hitman, agent 47. Murder anybody out there that's second guessing. No, you cannot stress him, but you can detest him. But you can't detect him. I'm something like a weapon, or better yet, intentions. Crooked politicians standing on that pulpit, feeding you their visions. Flow made in the kitchen, right there on the stove. Families full of G's, and we living by that code. My money stay green, brown, red. Fuck around my nigga, put that salad on your head. Then I go to bed, right there. An acronym, it means I bank every day. Then I'm right back again. Okay, now this what happens when you mix a G with some knowledge. Finished high school and I never went to college. Started chasing dollars and I'm finally catching up. All that means is the moves I made, I finally adding up. I see they mad at us, but what the fuck, foe? Man, they came and went like some damn revolving dolls. Some left during show, some left cause of show, some left wanting more. Others left, others left for reasons that I don't know. Now I can see none of them like my eyes closed. Whoa. Fear of little fake, little K. Hope the moves you make don't show to be a big mistake. Patience is a virtue, lack of it might hurt you. Fuck around, make a nigga put a square in a circle. Just come off hurtful, well then it's supposed to. See the tip you want, my nigga, I don't know you. I don't owe you. Will show you like a tutor. The game is a battlefield, and I am a shooter. Pop off like a Ruger. Bang.
Real shit. Real shit. 514. Solo. Solo.
Tell a nigga trying to make it out one day.
Spending all night praying that it take you someplace. Putting money on the bill, trying to get it, young life. We all want it all, get rich and that's right.
So many dollars is at right now. Where the motherfucker dreamers? Where the motherfucker dreamers? Where the motherfucker dreamers? Where the motherfucker dreamers? So many dollars is at right now. Where the motherfucker dreamers? Where the motherfucker dreamers? Where the motherfucker dreamers? Where the motherfucker dreamers?
It was all a dream till I woke up. Yeah, till I woke up. Then I went to work. And I got my money up. Yeah, nigga, showing up. Like I'm Jesse Faven, official in the game. Except I ain't playing all those things that I'm saying. All of you vampires, you damn liars. You niggas all rapping the same. I don't get it now, brother, can't you see? Huh? Dream chasing like a me? Huh? But I'm in, but there's the time? Huh? Now my life is fucking bleak? Huh? No Memphis, no entrance. Not now, we had to break in. Yeah, little nigga, true king. And we just trying to win. But the boss can take a loss. Chin up and brush it out. Embrace when times get hard. Stay on your grind, stay on your grind. Before it was mine, it was mine in my mind. No wasting time, no type to waste. Man, that's definition of a waste man. There's some pussy niggas we don't wake them. Hating on your dream for no reason. These levels of the shit, they the basement. Fuck them. Yeah, nigga, fuck them. These hoes never trust them. We out there cussing. We out there hustling.
Spending all night praying that it take you someplace. Putting money on the bill, trying to get it, young life. We all want it all, get richer, that's right. So many dollars even sat right now. Where the motherfucking dreamers? Where the motherfucking dreamers? Where the motherfucking dreamers? Where the motherfucking dreamers? So many dollars even sat right now. Where the motherfucking dreamers? Where the motherfucking dreamers? Where the motherfucking dreamers?
Dreams of 100 mil. Yeah, lift the prayer, I get it for my curse close. Had to get it when I'm in the zone, leaning like a Mr. Toe. They missed the bold, I've been ripping out the game like a Mr. Cole. This for the night, shit, I stood out in the rain. Eyes full of rage, trying to figure out a way to get to work, touchdown, food up on my place. Had I know they see the dream, I just hope to feel the pain. Through the struggles, I carried it, built up my hunger and arrogance. Took my dreams off of the shackles like Harriet. Know that the game is a bitch and we stuck at the hip, so I married it. For the comparison, might fly your bitch out to Paris quick. We ain't that shit, but we manage it. Numbers don't lie, we could pull up the stats, but let's see the embarrassment. Money coming in, ain't no telling when it end, though. Should I cool off, but a nigga need a benzo. Imagine in a yard, it depends, though. Long as my fans straight, I've been doing this since Nintendo. Started with a dream, trying to get a scheme. Put my grind in it, wouldn't imagine what I seen. When it's all said and done, look my son in his eye. Tell him rise, little nigga, go and dream, yeah.
Make it out one day. Spend it all night praying that it take you someplace. Putting money on the bill, trying to get it, young life. We all want it all, get rich and that giant. So many dollars is out right now. Where the motherfucking dreamers? Where the motherfucking dreamers? Where the motherfucking dreamers?
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.